We're gonna do some real quick Q&A, and then we'll head on to the next thing. I've gotten one question here, and I noticed a couple other people said they had a question. So we're gonna do this question first, and then you guys feel free to chime in as well with other questions. And it doesn't have to just be related to what we just talked about either. This is kind of a random question thing. So, all right, the question is, how do you identify and evaluate your small group when there is consistent transition during this life stage? So, I think that's a pretty good question. That's why I'm going to let Ashley answer that question.
Thanks for that, Nate.
So, I do think that's a great question, a very valid point. Like, a lot of times, this season of life that a lot of you guys are in, is super transitional. And we're aware of that. And so a lot of times it may feel like the only consistent thing about your group is that you're the one leading it. So how do you evaluate and, look at your group during the time?
So there's two types of evaluation here. There's like the personal evaluation that you're doing, and then there's like whole group evaluation. So for me, one of the things I do is I evaluate kind of at the end of every semester or towards the end of every semester, because those are just natural breaks. So I just try to think about, okay, well, where is our group at? What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? What are the things individually that I'm seeing as far as where they need to grow? And so just even praying through that, and that even shapes what we study next. So anytime we're about to end a study or wrap up a study, like about 2 months before that ends or about a month and a half before that ends, those are things I'm already evaluating and thinking through. And then whole group-wise, once a semester, once a year. Actually, you're about to hear me talk about one that we just did as our small group. And we've been together since like end of August, beginning of September. So at least once a year, it's good just to evaluate with who is here. And some of these things are going to be ongoing conversations. But as far as like where are we, this whole thing, I'm like, Michelle, we might be doing this Monday night, so you might see this again and have to be quiet. So some of this, like, anytime after a retreat, like, feel free to stop what you're doing, what you're studying, and just fill this in and just do something like this. You don't have to, like, wait till the end of a study to do it. So, anything you want to add?
I don't want to always be the super spiritual guy, but I will be. You have the people in your group for a season, and God is completely sovereign over that, and He knows if it's for a week or a year or 5 years. And so I think a lot of times the frustration with evaluating a group in transition or feeling like how am I even supposed to invest in somebody to be a leader if they're not even going to be here in 6 months? And really is you just don't know the answer to that question, but you can go with what you do know. And you know that you may have somebody for 6 months, and for 6 months you invest into that person, and if they move, like, you trust that God knows that and that God had them here for that 6 months for you to pour into them. And a lot of times we really want things to fit in the box that we make for them, and I especially want that, like, with a lot of things. I'm not a creative outside the lines person. I want like the bullet points, and I want there to be 6 steps to raising a small group leader up. And if I don't make it through all 6, I feel like a failure. But like a lot of times you get through step 1 or 2, and then you realize either like this isn't going to work out, they don't want to leave really, or they're moving, or they, get engaged and it gets celebrated, and then they don't want to lead a small group anymore. But not everybody, but some people. So.
And with that, and even building on the Sabbath rest, I black out like 3 times a year-ish. I do a personal retreat day, so kind of like December, May, and then like July or August. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a whole day. Sometimes it's like a morning, but I specifically block out that time. And I'm a list person, so it's usually I've been keeping a list since the last time I did it of, okay, God, here's the things you and I need to talk about. Here's the things that just small group-wise I need to think through. So it's just dedicated time on my calendar to do that. So sometimes it happens naturally, but having that dedicated time keeps me more accountable that that's going to be part of my retreat time.
So. What other questions? Megan?
Kind of in informal world, but not ever people older than me. So, like, how to do that with, I guess, humility, and how to approach that, I guess, and the right mindset?
That's a great question. Yeah. Some of y'all that have been leading for a while, like, give some wisdom into that. Leading people older than you, but also leading your peers as well. Julie?
I'll share this. So, I started leading a small group about maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. I am by far the youngest, most of the time by 6, sometimes by 10 to 15 years. But what I will say is, you know the gospel, you know how to study the word, and you obviously have been equipped to teach it to the girls. So your job is to disciple them, and it doesn't matter what age they are, they still go through some of the same things as like what my girls in college went through. So, I mean, you just have to be there. You have to preach the word to them. You have to walk alongside them. You have to call them out in sin, and you have to do the same things that you would do at any other life stage. And you have to put the age aside, because that really isn't a factor. And I feel like sometimes it doesn't, at least in my small group, after leading for a while, it doesn't like really feel like there's as much of an age gap, because we all hang out together a lot and we always do things, and there isn't, you know, like, that was like probably my biggest thing, was like feeling like so intimidated by, you know, leading this girl who is, you know, 35. One girl in my group is 40. I have, you know, like all ages, and I'm 25. So, but the things that you know you just have to be rooted in, and you have to come to small group with, you know, every week. So that's all I got.
Still learning. And that was one of the biggest things that Julie was talking to me about when she was like, I don't know if I want to lead and be the youngest with all these older people. So, yeah. Anybody else?
I would add to that. Jesus.
1 Timothy 4:12 says, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. So focus on your relationship with Jesus. Live it out the best that you can.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Memorize 1 Timothy 4:12. And then I would add to that, memorize Philippians 2. And, you know, just all about the humility of the servants of Christ. And, you know, the life experience offers a lot of wisdom that you don't really recognize when you're younger. And so I think that that's something that we discount sometimes. But I think when you approach it with that humility, that Philippians 2 kind of humility, counting the needs of others more significant than yourself, you're not really bringing anything to the table because of your awesomeness. Like, any good thing that you're bringing as a small group leader is because of Christ's work in you. And so you don't have a reason to boast, and you don't have a reason to boast about being young and being a leader. You know, you have a reason to boast because of Christ, which is the same thing everybody else in your small group has too. So I think humility goes a long way and lowers guards. And, you know, I think Julie has done a great job of that, but it lowers some of those guards and some of the like hard things of like having someone younger speak into you. And I think all of us like experience that at times, you know, like, I mean, Anthony and I, you know, we get together sometimes, and Anthony's really good about when I'm, you know, sharing with him something going on, he's always quick to like draw out something from the word to like encourage me. And like my like immediate heart response is to like kind of put up a little bit of a like a defense and be like, hold on, dude, don't you like tell me about the word, okay? And it's like, that's sin in my life, you know, that's not right. Like, that's but anyways, yeah. Anybody else, any other questions? Again, just write those down, submit them on the index cards or whatever, but all right, Ashley's going to take it from here.